Got message from Ashley we'll get to here.
She needs to vent. She says, hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, love your show.
Thank you.
When I miss it, I always make sure I grab the podcast. LOL.
Oh, there you go.
Anyway, I'm reaching out for a couple of reasons. First, I need to vent. And second, I need to know if anyone else feels my pain.
Okay.
So I wait tables at a popular restaurant here in town and had the craziest experience with a family this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
For starters, they wouldn't leave. Mm. They were there for over 3 hours.
Oh, wow.
They were also asking very personal questions every time I stopped at their table.
Mm.
Now, this has happened before, and I typically just kind of brush it off, but they were relentless.
Mm.
So finally, when I went to collect the check, one of the women said, aren't you going to leave your phone number? What? I had no idea what this lady was talking about. Then she pointed at some guy and said, you know, for my brother.
Oh.
Yeah, he was staring at me.
Awkward.
Now, I never said a word, walked away, never came back. It was kind of creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Wild, right? I'd love to know I'm not alone and hear from other servers who have stories of customers crossing the line. LOL. Thanks. Love you bunches. Now, oh, well. I'm thinking she needs to take this as a massive compliment. I mean, clearly they were stalling because brother was crushing.
You think that was it?
1,000%. He was probably like, guys, we need to figure out. We got to figure out a plan. Like, I got to.
Has that ever happened to anyone where you've picked up and dated a customer of yours?
That's a classic move, isn't it? To leave the phone number on the receipt?
I mean, I guess I see it in movies sort of thing, but I don't ever know if it happens in real life.
Oh, I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does. And how flattering. Now, you don't have to call them, but just kind of take it as a compliment. She didn't mention anything about the tip.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to assume they tipped her generously. Otherwise, I think she probably would have mentioned that they did not.
Right. Hopefully, especially if they were there for 3 hours, you'd hope
exactly.
that they
exactly. Now,
her
I get
enough.
The frustration of not being able to turn the table and that kind of thing.
Right.
I totally understand that. But
yeah.
And obviously, she didn't think brother was cute because she doesn't seem to welcome the attention.
I mean, you know, is this the whole scale where it's like, you know, the crazy hotness scale where, you know, he was too high up on the crazy to justify his hotness?
I don't think, like, it's outlandishly crazy mm-hmm. what he did. In fact, it could have been seen as cute if there was some attraction on Ashley's
like,
part, too.
Had his sister say, hey, why don't you see if you can get her number for me?
Exactly. It's kind of like his whole family was trying to help hook him up. And I think that's supportive and cute.
Okay.
And could have, you know, been the start of a really sweet story. Had it worked out and they got married.
All right. Well, hey, if you've got a fun customer story, wild customer story, something like that, would love to hear it too. As Ashley said, part two of her gripe was to know that she's not alone in crazy customer stories. If you got one that we could actually like put on the radio, that would be even better. 502-795-1997.
Just call and tell us and just for fun. And
yeah.
We're not going to tell anybody else about it.
Has anyone else also gotten like a partner because of them first being your customer?
Yeah. Did this method like work out for somebody?
Yeah. I mean, obviously it didn't work out for Ashley or the guy that wanted her number, but
I wish that she would have low key like snapped a picture so that we could like, you mm-hmm. know, judge like, hey, he's kind of cute.
Yeah. Let us judge some more.
I'm just saying.
Let us judge some more. All right. We'll take your stories on the way next. 99.7 DJX. Any stories from servers about crazy customers? We actually had a message from Ashley, who is a listener, and she's a server, and had this couple, this family roll in over the weekend, stay there for 3 hours. The, I guess, awkward guy at the table had his sister ask if she could leave her phone number on the receipt.
Which Ashley yeah. was not a super fan
right.
of. I guess, you know, she didn't think he was cute or anything, but she just kind of thought that was whole wild that they kind of burned up a lot of time when she could have turned the table, made more money. I'm guessing they tipped her well. She didn't mention that they did not, but yeah, she didn't appreciate that. And got a message on the text line. I'm a physician.
Mm-hmm.
I've had patients try to set me up with their family members.
Oh.
Always uncomfortable. Doesn't want to mention their name, though,
right,
in case the hospital's listening, but I'm just labeling them Dr. Hottie.
Oh, okay.
Dr. Hottie checking in.
All right. Our listener, Tina from Shelbyville, says, yeah, people leave notes and numbers on receipts all the time. I lived in Reno during most of my 20s, got all kinds of notes and numbers when I worked at the MGM Grand, and too many sketchy people to rule out who was a weirdo and who was not, so never called any of them.
But she got a lot of autographs from famous people, including John Stamos.
Oh.
So that's fun.
Oh.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God.
Chelsea texted, I was a server, got a guy's name off his credit card receipt, searched Facebook, found him, sent a friend request. He immediately accepted and asked me out shortly, so I didn't feel too stalkerish. We dated for a couple of months.
Okay.
Success story.
I guess so.
Which is a bold move because she probably could have gotten in trouble doing that, like hunting him down with his credit card number and his name.
Yeah, Lexi, she rolled in and was like, yeah, this has actually happened to me many times. The creepiest one is when I was working at a sports bar. A guy was relentlessly talking to me the whole night. And me being the bartender, that was, you know, kind of my job. And was there the whole night, finally was like, hey, what do I have to do to get your number? And wait for you to close, find out what car you're in, and follow you home? Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
She's from L.A. And so, yeah, I asked, like, did somebody escort you out at the end of the night?
Yeah,
she's
for
like,
sure.
Yep. She had to leave her car there because they checked the security camera.
Oh, my
gosh.
He was
waiting by her car.
That is.
She had to leave with a coworker.
Yeah, that is no, that's no good.
No, that's don't good. Do that.
All right. Well, hey.
Not good at all.
All right. Thank you for the stories there. Yeah, good ones there. And Ashley, hopefully you know now that, you know, you're not alone.
No, yeah. You know what? And I think what you went through was a little mild. And maybe next time, just, you know, pay a little more attention if brother's hot.
Wait,
you know.
You're just dismissing her?
But I'm just saying.
You're literally
meet, like,
dismissing
the entire
her.
Family there. You could be your future in-laws.
You're literally just going,
forward.
You know, next time. Good night. All right.
It could be a misconnection. You were the waitress the other night when we were at the restaurant. We stayed there for 3 hours.
All right. Hey, thank you for the stories. Appreciate it.